On this episode of The Playbook, I have a serial entrepreneur, Andy Frisella. Amazingly, for 10 years, he didn't make more than $700 a month. Talk about acceleration and exponential growth. He's now a multimillionaire. And more importantly, sticking to his five-task rule got him there.
This is Entrepreneurs The Playbook, where each week I bring you some of the greatest athletes, celebrities, and entrepreneurs to talk about their personal and professional playbook to success and what made them champions on the field and in the boardroom. I'm your host and CEO of Sports One Marketing, David Meltzer.
This is Dave Meltzer with Entrepreneur The Playbook, and I have actually a mentor from afar. I always tell people, surround yourself with the right people and the right ideas. This is Andy Frisella. Everybody knows him from his MFCEO podcast.
Yeah.
Great entrepreneur, First Form, one of the highest and best nutrition companies that you started.
Thank you.
But you're a pure entrepreneur, speaker, author, celebrity now, which is weird.
It is weird. Yeah.
I know we're going to get into that. But you know, I want to take it back a little bit because we started talking about it's not that hard.
Right?
We both have manifested millions of dollars and great success and fun in our lives, but we've made it easy. And when I say that, we've made it easy because we followed philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
And I really believe that's what guys like you and I did. We have certain philosophies and we stuck to it.
Right.
Can you tell me what that number one philosophy that you think that got you from zero to hero so quickly? Got you from zero to hero.
The truth is I could have got there a lot quicker. I think the philosophy I live by the most is one that I learned when I was a little kid. And I'll just tell the story about how I learned it. We were going through the grocery store, my mom and my little brother and I, and I wanted some Mountain Berry Punch Kool-Aid. All right, we couldn't get the Mountain Berry Punch Kool-Aid. We had to get like the off-brand stuff, right? So I wanted the Kool-Aid man, you know, bust through the wall. I wanted that dude.
In the pitcher.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. So my mom said no, so I just took it, all right? So when I got, I didn't think this through, all right? Because I didn't know how to make Kool-Aid. So I got home and I wanted the Mountain Berry Punch Kool-Aid. So I had to have my mom make it.
Oh, nice.
So I hadn't thought that far through. And obviously, whenever I showed her I had it, she wasn't very happy with me. And she actually, after she got at me with the wooden spoon, which is how we did it back in the day in the middle of Missouri, we had to go back to the grocery store. And she made me go in and talk to the manager and tell him what I did. And I was only probably 6-7 years old maybe at the time. I can't remember exactly how old. But and then I can remember on the way home, man, she gave me like this real talk about doing the right thing. And that stuck with me. It stuck with me my whole life. And I think I could have got financially successful a lot quicker had I compromised that. But the truth is that it's long-term, I think it's a necessary quality to have. Otherwise, your success is going to be fleeting. And I've seen that so many times, you know, making it, believe it or not, and I know this is hard to believe for people who are in, let's say, the stage where they haven't made anything yet, it's not the hardest part. It's keeping it once you have it.
You got it, man.
And so do the right thing is a main thing. I've found that guys and girls that are able to make something financially successful and keep it have always lived by that when I observe them. They usually are very morally sound. You know, we're here at Thrive. We're talking about making the money matter. They usually have a purpose that's higher than the money. And they're usually people of high integrity, which is unfortunate because the reputation traditionally in America is people that are quote unquote wealthy did something or screwed someone over or somehow, you know, compromised their integrity to get that. And it's just not the case.
So interesting you say that because, you know, I grew up, I said, with one main objective, buy my mom a house and a car.
Right.
And I was laser focused. I had a pack of gum scenario very similar as yours, except for she caught me right when I got out the door, so she didn't have to drive back.
Yeah.
But I made my money just working hard and being smart and asking for help.
Yeah.
Where I fell into trouble is I made a lot of money and stopped doing that, and I started overselling, back end selling,
right,
and doing the things that you shouldn't do, manipulating people.
Right.
And I already had money, and I took it to the next level. And I believe fully, people ask you, how you lose all that money? I could tell them, look, I over-leveraged myself in 2008 and I spent all my cash on lawsuits. That's the truth is, I believe energetically, I lost my character.
Yeah, you violated a core value.
And I went back and you met my wife. She's the one that saved my life because she said, look, I know you're going to be fine, but you better go back and take stock in who you were.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with money. You better take stock in who you were because I'm not going to be around.
Yeah.
And I did, and I live by those principles. One of the other things that I think you do is you have certain rules, we'll say, mm-hmm. right? You have 0 to 100, 100 mm-hmm. to zero yeah. rule, 5 tasks.
Yeah.
You know, right. I find that all the successful people, the ones that live purposeful, profitable, and passionate lives, they have their own 5-task rule.
Right. They've systemized their lives in a way that makes the result automatically materialize. I find that too, man. And everybody has their own little routines, I guess, that work for them. I have mine too. You know, a couple of mine are for sure. You know, I have a hashtag that I use, which is 100 to 0, which means basically, if you're going to play the game, you play to dominate. You know, I don't believe in this shit that, I don't know if I can curse on the show.
You can, yeah.
Okay.
You're fine. As long as I can curse on yours.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. they just don't believe in this mentality, in this culture of, you know, everybody's going to win. And you know, we see this in the headlines all the time. We see coach gets fired because his team scored 100 and the other team scored 2 in a basketball game. Why are we living in a culture where people get fired for doing their job at a high level?
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Oh,
so
I do.
Like I've been on a mission, and this is the mission of my podcast too, is to let people understand that what they're teaching right now in the culture of the United States of America is not aligned with what it actually takes to succeed. And they're teaching children and kids and young men and women that everybody wins, everybody's special, everybody gets a chance, everybody. No, you've got to go out and make those chances happen. And so I use 100 to 0 as an example of like, look, it's not enough to be in the game. And it's not even enough to win. You have to work to dominate on a daily basis. And usually when we talk about dominating on a daily basis, what we're talking about is dominating ourselves from yesterday.
Right.
You know what I mean? Which is the concept
of Kaizen. Pursuing your potential.
Right. Constant improval.
Yeah.
You know, trying to get and fulfill what our highest being and potential could possibly be. And I see, and this is another reason I see people lose their money. They get 100 to 0, right? And then they take their foot off the accelerator, and guess what's going on that they don't
see?
That
was me, yeah.
Right, yeah. I mean, dude, we see it all the time. If I see people lose a fortune, it's always because they take their foot off the gas, they put their feet up, they compromise themselves morally, they do what we're talking about, where they start to make exceptions on their integrity. And when you start to do those things, you lose your way, you know? And especially taking the foot off the gas. Like, dude, you get up 80-0, you're going to take your foot off the gas, that 0 is going to be 100 and you're going to be at 80 real quick.
Yeah.
Because those other people aren't stopping. And that's something that people don't realize. You know, we teach our kids that everybody's going to have a place, but the truth is we don't.
Right.
You know, we have to go out and make it. And because we have this mentality out in society, we have a situation where kids are being brought up from the age of 0 to 20 being taught.
Participation.
That's
trophies.
Right. Being taught one thing, and then it's like, all right, here you go. Go out in the real world, and then they get their ass kicked
right.
because they're not prepared. And I get a lot of flack for this, dude, because of the way I present my message. But I'm just trying to truly prepare people and get them to wake up for what's about to happen if they don't wake the fuck up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I agree. I was watching, my son's 9 years old,
yeah.
playing, and I tell this story. Easy ground ball to the shortstop.
Yeah.
It bounces off his leg. It is a force out at second, no problem. And all he had to do was go after the ball and flip it.
Yeah.
It plays easy.
Yeah.
Instead, it's,
yeah.
And what made me frustrated was not just because I'm not parenting the shortstop.
Right, right.
See, that's not my kid.
Right.
So you teach him what you want. I would
right.
never say anything about the kid that hurt his knee
right.
not being tough.
Right.
What bothered me was my son, who's playing second base, is not only okay with it,
yeah.
but he sits there, oh, are you all right, buddy?
Yeah, right.
I'm like, in my head, when I played,
right.
I would have been all over the shortstop
yeah.
going, you know
play.
The words, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, and not, come on, your knee's not hurt.
Right.
Right. Yeah. And meanwhile, you know, after everyone made him feel good, he's still playing.
Yeah.
Like, if you can't pick up a ball in front of you, you better come off the field like hopping.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's the attitude in business. But what happens, one second, because I got to get this, is what you did. 10 years in your business.
Yeah.
Zero money.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what's happening to kids today is they start and they think, oh, well, I just have to participate in this business.
Yeah, that's right.
And they quit after, like, when they're almost there. They have no heart.
Or they stop. They start and then they get 6, 7, 8 months in and they're like, fuck, dude, this isn't working.
Yeah.
Fucking 10 years, dude.
Yeah.
First 3 years, I did $0. I mean, I made $0 the first 3 years. I lived in the back of my retail store. The most I ever made in a month for the next 7 years was $695 in a month. That's the most I ever made. I worked two other jobs to keep that store open. All right. That's $58,000 over the course of 10 years combined. And I have the tax records to prove it.
Right.
Like, this is real shit. If you're not willing to pay that kind of price, you're going to struggle. Like, I'm not saying you're going to struggle either way. You're either going to struggle like I struggled, where you don't make any money for a long time, and then eventually shit gets going, you learn a bunch of new skills, and you're able to apply. Or you're going to struggle because you don't have anything, and you never have anything.
You never get there.
Yeah, and so you have to pick what struggle you want. That's the truth.
How do you feel about, I try to teach people to enjoy what they call struggle.
Yeah.
Right, like for me.
I love it.
I'm the kind of guy that's like, try me, not why me.
That's right.
And quit whining about it, the way. And I find it really difficult when I tell people, look, I know you're not where you want to be, but I see you accelerating and growing.
Yeah.
And eventually, if you accelerate and grow fast enough, you can hit 1 year and all of a sudden go from 0 to 100.
Yeah.
Right? And if you keep the gas on, you stay 100 to 0, beating everyone's butt.
Yeah.
But you had to put in your time to learn how to accelerate and grow.
Well, people, the realistic line of success, and this is my perspective, and you know a lot of very wealthy, successful people as well, and you can tell me what you think, but this is how I've seen it work. I see success and it looks like a hockey stick, okay? Imagine a long hockey stick that's flat and then the little part where they hit the puck. This is what the curve of success looks like. Year one, year two, year three, all maybe 5, 6 years is the handle of the stick. And then what happens over the course of that time is you're learning new skills, you're making mistakes, you're costing yourself money, but those things that cost money are actually investments in your education as an entrepreneur, as a business person. And so eventually it starts to come together and you start making better decisions. A lot of people think that if they just put the time in, the curve's gonna go. That is not the case. You have to be aggressive with how you're learning and how you're progressing and what you're doing, and understand that when you give it your all during that time where the curve is flat, you will eventually get to where it goes like this. And then, you know, what I don't say a lot is, you know, after 10 years, the first year after 10 years, I made 180 grand, which was a fucking fortune for me.
Right.
Okay. Then the next year I made 7 figures, and then I haven't made less than 7 figures since then. You know what I'm saying? Now I'm in 8 figures.
And here's the math. Yeah. And someone asked me how you made your money. And I said, this is a classic example. This is what happened. Andy was in 6 years. He literally was 25% of the way there.
Yeah.
Because he kept pushing and growing and learning and sacrificing. And then what happens, because he's accelerating and growing, it only took 3 more years to 9 years to get to 50%.
Right.
Then it only took him a year and a half to get to 100%.
Right.
Because you're growing.
Right.
Right? That, and then what happened after the 10 and a half years, now you go from 100% of where you wanted to be, 180 grand a year.
Yeah.
To 200% in 6 months, 400% in 3 months, 800% in a month and a half.
Yeah.
And that's what people, that's how billionaires are made.
That's right. And then
but they don't let the pedal off.
No.
Like I did. Because I was so young.
Yeah, but.
And I didn't put my time in though.
I think
that's part of the reason. I had it 9 months out of law school, and that's why I felt entitled. I self-entitled myself and took, but the cool thing was, bottoming out, it gave me not only the power I had before, but now I had the knowledge to start.
Well, think about this too, man. We're in a unique situation too, because we have a lot of people on Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, social media in general who have created, like, young, dude, 20, 21, 22, and they're making high 6, 7 figures, right? Those people have the perspective that you had.
Right, like athletes.
And I try to
athletes.
Yes, I try to explain that to them so much because I deal with a lot of these people in my business. I'm like, look, you're not respecting what you've made yet.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Oh, of course.
So like, what they had it come so easy and so fast that they don't understand what it really takes and what they're really making. And for that reason, you know as well as I do what's coming.
Yeah.
What's coming is this. I see it, but I cannot convince them that it's coming.
Right.
Because they're like, look how easy this has been. I've done this. I did this video and made 47 million views.
Yeah.
Blah, blah. Tomorrow, no one's going to give a fuck about you.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the point.
We were just with you know, great championship UFC fighter, Griffin. And anyway, same thing happened. He goes, everybody wanted me.
Yeah.
And he goes, 2013. He goes, now.
The phone won't ring.
Phone won't ring.
That's right.
Right. And we all know what happens when the economy goes down.
Yeah.
Like Gary and I are friends like us, right?
Yeah.
Gary says, man, if you haven't made money now, just wait in the next 10 years because these guys are all fakes.
Yeah.
They don't know what it's going to take.
My God,
real money's made when the market goes down. I tell people all the time, money doesn't disappear. And what I learned the first time around is that when the market went down and everybody was blaming the market, there was a 1% of these people like you and hopefully like me this next time that said, oh, that's okay, because now I'm going to be the one collecting all that money that they think's disappearing.
Yeah.
Right? When the markets go down, money goes somewhere.
Our business was made in the 5 years post the
recession.
Crash. Yeah, dude. Our money, that was whenever my business was made. Because when everybody else goes in their shell, we got aggressive. And I'm getting ready to do it again.
Me too.
I'm sitting on a shitload of money.
Cash. Me too.
And
cash
I'm like,
up.
Yeah, I'm sitting on a shitload of cash. I'm ready for this shit.
Bedros and me, same thing.
Yeah.
Now, one of the things that we do as well in respecting the money and respecting the work is helping other people.
Yeah.
And I say it like this. I forget how you say it, but I believe elevate others to elevate yourself.
I've not been able to find success any other way. That's just me. First of all, I can't do it. I don't even do events anymore like this.
Yeah.
Unless I truly believe in them, because I feel like I'm surrounded by a bunch of people who don't know shit, who all just say the same shit that they heard from someone else, who haven't built anything. And so I try to limit my exposure to that because I don't want to be affiliated with it.
Right.
So I'm very selective on that for the reason of it sends the wrong message to people. You know, there's so much of this bullshit out there right now.
Standing in front of cars and houses they don't own.
That's right. And making it seem like, oh, dude, just sign up for my program and you're going to have this and that and this. Bullshit, man.
Yeah.
I don't care how fucking good your program is. You're going to have to put in the money. And, dude, guess what? There are good programs out there.
Yeah.
Absolutely. There are good programs that will teach you how to do real estate. There are good programs that will teach you how to do e-commerce. There are good programs that will teach you how to sell.
Yeah.
Or how to brand. But the key is doing all of them together. You know what I mean?
Right, of course. And asking for help.
That's right, man. And listening to people who've actually done it, not just read some shit and have a charismatic personality and can talk about it. You know, like I personally would rather learn. Like that's the problem I have with college. Like I never graduated college because I went to college. And I'm trying to learn how to make money. I'm walking in. I'm listening to some professor who's never ran a fucking snow cone stand.
Right.
What am I, you know, I literally was running a business. I'm sitting in class listening to a dude who never ran an actual business teach me about business. And I'm running a business. It just didn't make sense.
Yeah.
You know, so I quit.
All right. Last question.
Yeah.
And I'm really interested because a lot of people don't ask about this. Time. I think that every great entrepreneur has a philosophy about time.
Mm-hmm.
They understand that 24 hours of man-made constructive time is different than the infinity of time or something along those lines. Mm-hmm. Do you have a certain philosophy about productivity and accessibility during time?
Absolutely. I have the system that I call the power list. All right. And this is just how it works for me. And I've always done this. Like this is something I've done since I can't even remember when I started.
Since the Kool-Aid.
Yeah, right, exactly. since I got into real business.
Yeah, yeah.
Like when I just, like, because I was in business for a few years before I decided to get serious about it, if that makes sense.
Yeah, of course.
Like I was like everybody else. I'm like, oh, I'm a business owner. I'm running a business. I had a little business card and I had a little fucking office. And, you know, I like to whip out my card and give it to people and shit. That's playing business, right?
Right.
I played business for a long time. When I got serious about business, I got serious about my time. And the way I have learned to manage my time is not in a matter of time. Because right now we have, you know, hustle, fucking never sleep.
Right.
Blah, that's bullshit. Total bullshit. Okay. Here's how I do it. I pick 5 tasks. Okay. And I have an episode on my podcast. It's episode 107. It's called Win the Day. And it's the podcast called the MFCEO Project. It's the number one business podcast in the world. It has been for a long time.
Yeah.
Very proud of that podcast, especially because it's real raw, dude. You know, yeah. and people still resonate with it. So it makes me feel good, like people still are into that. You
Old
know?
School.
But basically, the way it works is this: I pick five tasks. Okay, just five, not six, not seven, not 10. And there are five critical tasks that I have to get done for my day to count as a win. All right. And now all those five tasks are not all business related, by the way. So the way it works is basically like, let's just run through a day.
Yeah.
Let's just say I'm not in any good habits right now, which I am in good habits, but let's just say I'm regular Joe and I just am trying to get my shit together. One of my things is going to be, for me personally, would be, to eat a certain kind of diet, whatever the diet is of that goal of my day, right?
Yeah.
The second one will be to work out, whatever my workout is. The third one would be to email you to set up a podcast. Nothing huge.
Right.
Not this huge.
I say lower the bar.
Yeah, people will fuck this up because they think like point number three is, you know, design the logos for, or design the branding package for this. That's too big.
Yeah.
I need it to be small. I need to come up with a logo for the front of this magazine that we're working on that needs to be published today, all right? And then the last two, one would be like something personal, like practice my guitar for 30 minutes, okay? And then maybe it would be send another, the other one might be call Ed Milet,
yeah,
and talk to him about this, right? But specific shit.
Yeah, that you can get done.
That's right. And it's only five. And the reason because this is how people fuck this up. They're like, dude, it needs to be, I can get 20 done. You can get 20 done, but you can't get 20 done for 20 years straight.
Right.
Right? And that's where the power of this comes in. So it's a compounding thing. So dude, if my five things get done before 10 a.m., guess what I do the rest of the day? I fuck off.
Nice.
That's the truth.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you don't even do six or seven. Yeah.
Fuck no. I don't even do
awesome.
Them. Yeah. I do whatever I want. I go to my pool. I go take my cars out. I walk through the office and hang out with the team. I goof off. I live my life.
Yeah.
And what it allows me to do is to progress at a consistent level while still being able to live a normal life. And so people are like, dude, how do you work all this? I don't feel like I work. Like, I have a great team.
Yeah.
I pay them very well. I enjoy seeing them progress. I enjoy what we do because in my business, our main business is in the health and fitness sector. We're vertically integrated in everything that you can do. So everything we do is to help people change their lives in a positive way. So that's fun. Like, what do I have to do that's not fun? I get to go speak to people, you know, thousands of people that are appreciative.
Chanting your name.
Yeah, dude, it's so cool.
They
so,
will be.
But I mean, that's that little five-step system called the Power List, you know, and at the end of the day, I write a W up on the top or an L, and then I can flip through. And a lot of people are like, why don't you do this on the phone? Because I keep a journal, right? And I can actually flip through it and see physically how much I'm winning.
Yeah.
Like I can see like...
How many L's do you get in 1 year?
Oh, not many.
Yeah.
Not anymore. Yeah. I mean, now it's like almost automatic.
Yeah.
But in the beginning...
So you're unconscious.
Yeah,
competency.
In the beginning, you might get four W's and three L's, right?
It's important.
Every week.
It's important for people to hear that.
Yeah, for
because
sure.
I tell people all the time, I give them tasks.
Yeah.
I go, send me a thumbs up if you do the tasks
yeah.
for 14 straight days. Simple
yeah.
ones, like say
yeah.
thank you before you go to bed.
That's it.
Because I believe gratitude is
yeah.
important.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I said, it's not because saying thank you is hard. It's because I want to train your mind to be able to do something every day.
Correct.
Because that is the habit machine
yeah.
that you need in order to effectuate habits.
And that's what the cool thing about this program is that I developed is, and it's free. I don't charge for it.
Right.
Yeah. Like, I sound like I'm pitching it, but I'm only pitching it because
I
believe in it.
Yeah. It works, yeah.
So, like, the key to this program working is, right, is if you've got a W for 21, all right, so let's say the diet part, right?
Yeah.
That's hard for people. Hard for me. If you do it 21 days in a row, you automatically have to remove it off your list.
Oh, all right? Wow.
Because it's become a habit. Now you replace it with something else
that
you want to improve. So there's a system that it's basically to help you create momentum
yeah.
and then also create the habits as you go. Now, if you get, let's say you take it off of your list, right? And let's say you get 3 or 4 days where you can recognize you're coming off of that habit.
Yeah.
Guess what?
Go back
on the list.
Yeah, of course.
You know, and that's how I do it.
Yeah, and the other thing it does is people forget shit. Yeah. I can't tell you when I was young and I was a good businessman,
yeah,
that for some somehow the biggest phone call I had all day, I'd go the whole day and somehow at night I'm like, oh my God, I've been waiting 2 weeks I was supposed to call this guy back and I didn't call him.
Right.
And that type of listing, because I use a very similar thing and I'm a student of it, but you know, unfortunately we're out of time because it'd be amazing, man. So you probably haven't seen it, but definitely MFCO. Is it Project at the end? Yeah. I've been watching it.
The reason we call it the Project is because it's mission-based. I mean, it is based around creating a situation where people become aware of what it actually takes to succeed, not just clicking double tap on fucking success memes all day. Like, if you want
to
win...
Or listen to other people's quotes.
That's right.
Make up your own quote, man.
Yeah, we're trying to shift the mentality back to, you know, what it really takes.
Exactly. You know? Well, I certainly appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Andy.
It's fun.
Andy Frisella, Dave Meltzer, here with Entrepreneurs the Playbook. Well, I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of the Playbook as much as me. On a personal note, I just wanted to thank everyone for making the Playbook such a success. Don't forget to continue it by sharing, subscribing, and listening to your favorite episodes. This is Dave Meltzer with the Playbook.